Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Telling you, you're looking at a president-elect Donald Trump and the things that he ran on. One of the things he ran on that he is going to talk about in his first 100 days and start working on is infrastructure. He's saying the roads and the bridges and all, and the airports, I guess because his plane landing in different places. But we're going to hear some prophetic words from John Paul Jackson, Streams of Ministry. Of course, he's already, you know, with the Lord. These words that he gave, we're seeing them come to pass. And understand these difficulties that are taking place. God's allowing minimum force necessary. Consider hardship as disciplining. I'm treating you as a son, as we're told in Hebrews. Until we finally turn fully back. We're seeing the church awake. You know, things will stop. The moment we turn back to God, this all stops. You know, and God starts going with the direction that he wants to go with us. But we need to turn back to him. And you're seeing the church wake up. It is so important. Don't go to sleep. We just have begun to wake up. And what the Lord showed him was newspaper headlines. And what he's telling, what John Paul Jackson's talking about is the headlines on a newspaper. So you'll see those headlines come up. And that's how God spoke to him prophetically. And notice you're going to see several of these things taking place in what you're seeing happen in the streets of America right now. And financial crisis and these different things. But understand this, God's got good plans in store, but he wants us to be activated in a time like this. Let's go to John Paul Jackson now. Prophetic headlines.
Too big to fail fails. Nations bank being pushed. I believe what's going to happen is they're going to nationalize Bank of America, and it will change the entire banking system in the United States, perhaps in the world. When that happens, it will set the precedent for the next phase of economic things. Next headline that the next headline is this, is the infrastructure of America beyond repair? Meaning it takes so much money to repair the deferred maintenance that we've had, we don't have the money to do the deferred maintenance any longer. The next headline, the rise and fall of the political parties. New third party gains ground. The rise and fall of the political parties. New third party gains ground. Next headline, the Washington Monument tilts more. Delays announced to other monument repairs. It was like, repairs that needed to be done on the Washington Monument were delayed because the monument started tilting. And not only it started tilting more than it had. And so delays were announced. And it wasn't just to the Washington Monument. It was also to other monuments in Washington, D.C. There was delays announced to monument repairs. Then I saw this strange headline. It said, the Great Divide, the new normal on the Mississippi River. And something, it's like this was a headline after an earthquake. So a little while after an earthquake had happened, and they were no longer able to go all the way up the Mississippi from New Orleans, all the way up the Mississippi. They weren't able to any longer. Somehow, something happened with the river in an earthquake. And so they call it the Great Divide, and how business was now operating on the Mississippi River since they could not traverse the whole way up. Another headline, Washington, D.C. riots continue. That's all I saw. Washington, D.C. riots continue. And then I saw another headline that said, Chicago up in arms. And I believe that had to refer to something of anger, maybe riots. I don't know. I don't want to suppose too much. Sometimes I see headlines. I don't know what that headline means. That's just the headline I saw. Chicago up in arms. Then I saw I've seen another strange headline, and it simply said, where's the Navy? Something had happened in the Gulf of Mexico, either the Gulf of Mexico and or on one of the coasts. And it said, where's the Navy? It's like something happened, and the Navy should have spotted this issue before it happened, and they didn't catch it. Somehow it got under the radar. It bypassed the radar. Somehow it got around our protective grid, the ocean protective grid that we have around this nation. It got around that, and I don't know how that happened, but it did. Another headline I saw was New United America being pushed. It was like there had to be something economically done with Canada, United States, Mexico, and I'm not sure about South America, maybe. I just am not sure. But for sure, Mexico, the United States, and Canada, an economic issue had arisen, a worldwide economic issue, and our solution, or the solution that was being pushed, was that we become almost like, instead of the United States, it would be United America. And I'm not saying that's the name of it, but that's the headline that I saw, New United America being pushed. Another headline I saw was GPS loses its GPS. It's as if, for some reason, the global positioning system, GPS, could no longer worked like it was supposed to work. Something happened. I'm not sure what it was. I can always suppose, but I'm trying to limit this to what I saw, or saw a byline, or caught a sentence of an article about what happened. I don't know what that means. GPS loses its GPS. Another headline I saw was three planes down from solar tsunami. Three planes down from solar tsunami, and others were missing, but it didn't give a number. It just said three planes down from solar tsunami. And then as I read on down in the byline, there were other planes that were missing. They were trying to track them down and find out what happened. One that I've said for a while, I actually had this. This was actually the first headline that the Lord gave me. The very first headline He gave me, this was in September of 1985. In September of 1985, the first headline I saw was this. And this was the one where the first time a newspaper came to me flat and stood up before me, and I read the headlines. And it simply said this: volcano erupts near Tokyo, 7 million dead, another million missing. Volcano erupts near Tokyo, 7 million dead, another million missing. And in this headline, actually, it was a little more than a headline. I was actually found myself standing across from Tokyo on a high, either on a mountain or a high hill or something across from Tokyo. Some blooming, a tree was blooming or had, is either blossoming or was just finishing blossoming. A high-speed train had just gone by on the railroad tracks a little bit in front of me, maybe 200 yards down from where I was standing. And I looked across the city of Tokyo at a huge mountain in the background that was half covered with snow. The snow was about halfway down on it. And I saw a plume of smoke or steam come out the side of the mountain. And then a little while later, I saw another plume of steam or smoke come out the side of the mountain, the volcano. And then I saw a third plume come out the side of the volcano. And a short while later, I saw it shake. And I could hear all the noise of the city, the people, the trains, the planes going overhead, the just the hustle and bustle of a huge, huge, huge city. But when this thing happened, when it erupted, I remember saying, "Oh, this is worse than Mount St. Helens." And it blew, and smoke and ash came toward the city, but it was like steam, water, the water was so hot it melted things. When it hit it, it wasn't just it blew things over, but there was melting that took place. And then a short while later, all the noise had turned to, it became muffled, and then it just quiet. Absolute quiet. And there's more details, but I don't want to bore you with all the details of it. But I'm concerned because at the time I had that, Mount Fuji was a dead volcano, but today it's now becoming active. So I thought it was time I better bring that up again, because one day that will happen. Another headline I saw was City Tunnels Closed After Bomb. A bomb went off, and some city tunnel, I don't know where it was, some city tunnels were closed after the bomb. Another interesting headline I saw was this. It said, New Year's Terror was the main capture. New Year's Terror, and then the byline was, out with the new, in with the old. Out with the new, in with the old. Now, normally you'd say out with the old, in with the new, but this byline said out with the new, in with the old. It's like we said terrorism was dead, but we found out it's not. And so New Year's Terror, out with the new, in with the old. Another headline I saw was record set for number of cities with riot curfews. Record set for number of cities with riot curfews. Then I saw another separate headline that said this, martial law to be extended for 30 more days. And it wasn't just one city. It was more than one city. I can't remember what the cities were. You know, it's like one of those things where you remember it in the experience, but you don't remember it when you come out.
That's what we're saying, you know, in a previous program about, you know, whoever is going to be our president is going to be the marshal under the martial law. And what they use words like state of emergency today, but the definition of state of emergency is martial law in that area. So when the president, they say, we need the president to come in and declare a national disaster and a state of emergency. They're declaring martial law basically over that particular area. And so who America just elected, President-elect Donald Trump, they elected the marshal. Who would the marshal be? And ever since George Washington, there has been they've used martial law. It's just part of what happens when you're running a country like this. But the time that we're going to go through, it's going to be a very, very interesting time. And I think about what Rick Joyner talked about. I think about what Rick Joyner talked about in going down to Hurricane Katrina, and we were part of helping out during Hurricane Katrina, is the fact that chaos hits. And without martial law, if you have a good marshal, it's a good thing because they stop people from shooting each other. They stop people from robbing stores and robbing your houses.
It's a time of reprieve.
It's a total time of reprieve. Mm-hmm. And so it's important who the marshal is. And the second thing is that he talked about prophetically. It's the same thing we heard in one of the debates that were going on, the presidential debates, where WikiLeaks talked about the speeches that were given, I believe, by Hillary Clinton at Sachs or wherever they were, and she was talking about having a global economy where there's no borders, no Mexican-American border, no Canadian border, which is basically what George Soros was talking about, and he says, oh, these borders, you know, and they think about hemisphere-type economy, and you're looking at God spoke prophetically to John Paul Jackson and said, he saw the headlines of the paper that there's going to be whatever you call it, but you can call it the Amero. You have South America, North America. You could just bring it all together and make it one economy. What the Lord showed me specifically is one thing that I know for a fact that's going to happen is that paper money's going away. And you think about it, well, I don't use paper money now. But the very fact that it exists is the fact that people don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. You can choose to people not to know where you're spending your money, what food you're buying, that type of thing. But the Lord showed me very specifically in a vision that all the paper money on the earth, every crevice, every crack is going to be, you know, just no longer used. And what will be used is digital money. Mm-hmm. When I talked earlier in a previous program about the World Bank putting $16 billion or whatever it is, trillion, billion, on the market, they didn't print money like they used to. They actually just did a digital entry and just put that out there digitally. And so you're looking at being able to control. People are going to know, you know, what you have for breakfast. They're going to know where you gassed your car up. They're going to know where you are when you're texting on your phone. They're going to know, you know, what you bought, which hotel you stayed at. They're going to know all these different things taking place. Yeah. And so if we go with that particular economy and that kind of mindset, what you're looking at, what God said prophetically, you know, through John Paul Jackson, that they are talking about the Amero, that kind of context of what reportedly, you know, Hillary Clinton was talking about in the speeches, mm-hmm. you know, said by WikiLeaks. But here we are in this particular day. It makes me think about what Revelation says. The book of Revelation tells us that there's going to be, it's all about the economy. It's all about the economy. It's going to be a beast-controlled economy, a dark-controlled economy. What is George Soros and all those guys wanting to do? They're wanting to control
to the economy.
The economy. And he says that it gets to a point where you can't buy or sell without having the permission of the one who's running the economy. Well, if it's digital, you can. This is interesting. If all you have is credit cards and debit cards, and you want to spend some money, but they can just turn that off, and mm-hmm. you can't buy or sell anymore.
It just doesn't work.
And so he says, unless you receive this mark from the beast economy, we're not talking mm-hmm. about some like dinosaur-looking thing coming out. We're talking about a beast-driven, satanic government-type situation that's controlling the economy, then you can't buy or sell. And we're moving quickly into that day. And this is one thing he says in Revelation. He says, these days require wisdom. And it's very important to begin to abide with God. If you haven't begun to abide with him, you need to abide with him. Jesus says, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. And most people want to do it.
They just don't know how.
They just need a plan. We have a plan for you, a free plan. It's at iabide.org. Interesting to know, you know, God knows everything mm-hmm. at the same time. He knows, we exist in time, but God exists. Imagine if this is all time, the beginning and the end. This is us. But God exists totally outside of time. He knows everything at the same time. That's why you can see these events. Some have happened, some mm-hmm. hasn't happened, and some's about to happen. And he's telling us prophetically, so he can, you know, we're walking with the creator of the universe. He's telling us, this is what I'm going to do. And all we have to do is believe him and follow his voice. He says, you know, those who listen to my voice and follow me, Jesus said, those are my disciples. Mm-hmm. And so he's letting us know. And one thing he talks about, we're going to talk about next, is the military cutbacks.
Yeah.
And we've been watching that happen for the last 7-8 years where they had across-the-board cuts, and they're just whacking at military spending. And you're watching vets not taken care of. You're watching, you know, under-manned vehicles out there as people are still risking the same human life out there.
Then say they have to give bonuses back.
Yes. They were... You know, like making somebody who fought for us to give back a $3,000 or $10,000 bonus.
How do you even begin that conversation?
It doesn't, you know. And yeah. You're looking at where, you know, finance enables us to be able to go out and to do these different mm-hmm. things. If the value of money all of a sudden, like Venezuela, you know, you could have the same, you know, $10 in your bank account, but all of a sudden that $10, even though it's still $10, it can only buy $1 worth of value. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened in Venezuela right this moment. And so if they shift this economy around like that and we lose the value of our dollar, it doesn't matter how many dollars you have in your account, all of a sudden there's no buying power
right.
in that. And that can happen all of a sudden where we just can't afford to be able to send our military out. There's some sort of nuclear disaster that he's going to be prophesying about. But James Robinson talked about that early on. He says, either humble yourself or be humiliated. And there's one thing that we have to do. We have to say, God, you know, we need to humble ourselves before mm-hmm. you, Lord, and hear your voice. Let's join John Paul Jackson as he continues to loose these prophetic words.
The law to be extended for 30 more days. Another headline I saw, severe cuts in number of soldiers. Severe military cuts in number of soldiers. Another headline, nuclear disaster under the high seas. I don't know what that meant. But it said, nuclear disaster under the high seas. Another headline, ocean temperature rise spreading, millions of fish dying. Something, they were trying to find out what happened, and I'm not sure they had narrowed it down to two or three things. And one of them I remember was like the earth opening and the heat from the earth, like the core of the earth. I'm not saying literally the core of the earth, but deep inside the earth, where there's a much higher temperature, was being released into the sea at such a rate, the crack of the fissure was so large, they were thinking that that's what was causing the ocean temperature to rise. And there's millions of fish dying. The picture I saw was whales were dying, walruses were dying, porpoises were dying. And this happened in the Pacific Ocean, Another headline I saw was blight ingrains spreading. Blight ingrained spreading. There was, and it was like, there was almost, you would think one blight was done and another blight would hit a different type of grain. More than one grain was affected. Another headline, drought continues to cause prayer to rise. So drought continues to cause prayer to rise. Another headline I saw, NFL postpones all games until answers found. NFL postpones all games until answers found. Another headline read, does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos. Don't know where that was, but does God play softball? You might remember, those of you that have been watching since we've been on, Mike, how long have we been on now? Year and a half? Year and a half, that the Lord had me talk about hail, more than 2 feet of hail that would fall on the flat ground. More than 2 feet of hail would fall on the flat ground. That happened in April in the panhandle of Texas, I think up near Amarillo. 2 feet of hail, it wasn't 2 feet actually, it was 4 feet of hail. And I just saw more than 2 feet, what I heard, more than 2 feet. And it ended up being 4 feet of hail fell on the flat ground in April of this year, 2012. You might remember that, or you might go back and check that, but you'll find out it's accurate. And so that already came to pass. Another headline I saw was, the new North Pole is found in North Russia. The new North Pole is found in North Russia, meaning the North Pole had so, the magnetic North Pole had moved so much that it was no longer under the North Pole. It was in northern Russia. It had shifted by that many, many kilometers. Cyber attack cripples grid, multiple collapses with restart efforts. So cyber attack cripples grid, multiple collapses with restart efforts. Don't know where that was. I don't know what grid that was. I just know that was a headline. Another headline is said, politics and trust, the new oxymoron. Politics and trust, the new oxymoron. Meaning, I guess that means that the time's coming when we won't be able to trust the political leaders to do what they say. Another headline, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all of its cards, was the byline. What other secret weapons does Israel have? Apparently they had one and did something, or if they somehow it was found out about. And then the byline was, has Israel played all of its cards? Another headline was, loss of identity, the cost to belong to the new Euro community. The loss of identity, the cost to belong to the new Euro community. Another headline was, radical solutions create shockwaves. Administration says we ran out of answers. So radical solutions create shockwaves. Administration says we ran out of answers. So it's like they tried everything they knew to do, so they had to do something they'd never thought about doing, never thought really that was that wise. I'm not sure, but it was obviously shocking to people what the solutions or what they went on to do. Another headline, Israel, if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. Israel says, if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. So it's like they were using that as a protection mechanism. So another issue of drought, but this one said, record high temps accompany record drought swept south. Record high temps accompany record drought swept south. Another headline, demand for classic seeds skyrocket. Demand for classic seeds skyrocket. Another headline, derivative panic hits global markets. Derivative panic hits global markets. Another headline. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And then this one kind of, this headline kind of came just not that long after that, and it said this. Sysco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. Sysco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. And a little bit of what I remember reading, I didn't get to read much about it, but a little bit of what I remember reading had something to do with food was so expensive, people would actually rob food trucks while the driver would be in delivering the food into the store. They would rob food trucks, they tried locking the trucks with padlocks, so the driver had to come out and unpadlock the truck every time. But then they were also beating the truck driver and robbing the food truck, and also using some type of a torch or a saw or something that while the driver was in, then they had this lock mechanism that I guess was hard to get to, but they just cut a hole in the side of the truck. They just cut a hole in the side of the truck and went into the side of the truck through the metal of the truck and took the food out while the driver was delivering the food. So Sysco and Kraft apparently one day are going to consider guards on their delivery trucks. Another headline I saw that caused me great concern was simply this. It said, big regulations hit small banks. Big regulations hit small banks. Another one simply said, credit markets freeze up. Credit markets freeze up. And then the last one I'm going to read tonight was this. It said, the new face of Robin Hood. Flash mobs loot rich neighborhoods. Flash mobs loot rich neighborhoods. So those are headlines that I felt I needed to start sharing. And this is one of those places where we're going to probably put it. We're going to put it on the Preparing for the Perfect Storm website. I'm sure we'll probably have it up for a while under news on the Streams Ministries website.
We have all that. Well. We have all that available for you right now. Of course, he's passed it to the Lord. We have it available for you at vfntv.com. You go to vfntv.com. You can see preparing for the prudent preparation for the storm. As a matter of fact, you can actually register for our newsletter. It's free of charge. But as a gift for registering, as a thank you, we send you a free gift, and it's called Prudent Preparation. It's about being prepared. You can go to vfntv.com, click on upper right-hand corner where it says The Torch Newsletter, and register. That'll come to you every week and keep you informed. Because all the time, not necessarily can you watch television at a specific time. Well, you actually can watch it at vfntv.com. You can watch us on your iPhones and your Androids and your
mobile phones,
mobile device, iPads. I mean, you name it. It's amazing how all the technologies that were all over the place, including podcasts. But you find all that out when you register at vfntv.com for The Torch, and you get prudent preparation. And prudent preparation is so important because this is what the Scripture says. It says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. In other words, God lets us know in advance so that we can be prepared. But this is a fool sees it all and does nothing, just keeps going
and
suffers for it. And it's going to be real hard because a lot of people are not listening. But you can listen. God is letting you know now that you need to prepare. And what's so good, this is a particular talk of prudent preparation. It helps you think outside the box. We're so blessed. We don't realize how blessed we are till somebody unplugs us, And you realize, oh my God, I didn't realize how all this stuff works. And I just want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, begin to prepare. Think about this. Imagine if those riots that were taking place in America were happening in your neighborhood. And all you say, well, I can't go to the store right now because there's somebody outside, doing some stuff. Imagine if you had 90 days worth of food and water stored away in your home. So all you do is just wait it out, let it go through, let the fights only last so long. And all of a sudden you would have made it, including a hurricane. Imagine if a hurricane was coming. But you see in prophetically what's going to be taking place. And we saw in our previous program, you know, what George Soros and others that are involved in that thing are trying to fuel, you know, trouble in our country. But if you look at prophetically, God knew they were going to do this before they even started doing it. God is accomplishing His will, and our nation is for us to humble ourselves and turn to Him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.